Russian drone operators struck the rapidly advancing Ukrainian armored personnel carrier like this.
Don't forget to leave your opinion about the video in the comments, subscribe, and like.
After strange flashes of light in the sky over Dnipropetrovsk, the city was partially left without electricity. Divine intervention? Aliens? Or are the Russians trying something again? Write your thoughts in the comments. The Russian armed forces revealed the location of 20 Ukrainian trucks carrying 100 Liuti UAVs. The coordinates were then quickly calculated and relayed to a Russian unit equipped with the Iskander missile system. The unit made precise calculations and launched an attack without delay. Russian drones in the sky monitored the attack moment by moment, controlling the Iskander unit's firing. If it landed in the wrong position, they requested that the firing be corrected. The 100 Liuti UAVs that Ukrainian forces were going to deploy to the front were destroyed as a result of powerful attacks. The transformer station in Slavutik. Footage has emerged of an attack carried out in the evening hours on energy facilities in Slavutik, in the Kiev region. The video shows at least 8 Garan UAVs flying over the 330 kV Slavutik substation, as well as 1 UAV flying over the 110 kV Slavutik substation. The following were damaged as a result of this attack: the machine room, 2 power transformers, a petroleum storage facility, a switchyard. Footage of the destruction of a Ukrainian Armed Forces PVD-156 in the village of Okhtyabrskoye by the Russian Air Force using 4 FAB-250 bombs. To the north, Volunteer Corps soldiers struck a temporary staging area of the Ukrainian Armed Forces with a Molniya attack aircraft. Objective verification documented the destruction of the position. The central group, heading towards Dnipropetrovsk, found soldiers from the Ukrainian Armed Forces 32nd Mechanized Brigade hiding in a tunnel. Volchansk direction. Ukrainian Armed Forces personnel were rushing to their targets with their ATVs, towing trailers. Russian fighters caught up with them using drones, and then the contents of the trailer exploded, causing a large fire in the wooded area. Don't forget to join our Telegram group. In the direction of Dobropilya, Ukrainian Armed Forces soldiers attempted to send assault units behind Russian lines. They destroyed mines at the crossings and carried out maneuvers in the fields. However, the camouflaged minefields did their job. Fighters from the 5th and 100th Brigades and the 3rd Special Forces Brigade eliminated the remaining scattered Ukrainian groups. The destruction of armored vehicles was objectively confirmed. A soldier running towards Kupiansk was spotted, revealing the location of the Ukrainian forces' UAV control center. A Russian reconnaissance drone followed the soldier to verify the situation. A Ukrainian drone took off from the building's garden. The coordinates were then precisely calculated and relayed to the Russian artillery unit. Armored vehicles belonging to the Ukrainian armed forces were destroyed by Grad multiple rocket launchers in the direction of Krasnolimanska. The Grad unit's shots were completely accurate. Russians are destroying Ukrainian armored vehicles in the Krasnoarmysk direction. In the first attack, an abandoned Ukrainian BMP-1TS was found. The drone entered through the open hatch. The force of the explosion blew open the vehicle's engine compartment. The drone finished off the armored vehicle with a few final strikes. In the second attack, a BMP-2 was found. It had also been abandoned. The Russian drone operator destroyed the vehicle with successive strikes. The Russian drone struck a Ukrainian UAT Gyurza armored vehicle in an ambush it had set up on the road. While drone operators were advancing in the same direction, they found a pickup truck belonging to Ukrainian forces. The drone had come to destroy the pickup truck. A Ukrainian soldier, hiding behind a tree, tried to throw his rifle at the drone, but missed. Another pickup truck was destroyed on the road to evacuate the soldiers who had come under attack. In the direction of Konstantinovka, calculations by FPV UAVs belonging to the South Group burned the enemy pickup truck. The Russian drone suddenly appeared in front of the pickup. The soldier had no time to escape. Near the village of Novaya Sich in the Sumy region, Rubicon Center's KVN FPV drones detected a camouflaged T-64BV tank belonging to the Ukrainian armed forces in a forest. Several shots were fired at the tank, destroying it. A Russian tank raided Ukrainian trenches and opened fire at close range. Wonder 64. Fiber optic technicians attached to the OMBR are destroying enemy equipment in the Kherson direction. Three, air defense special forces demonstrate their capabilities in night combat against enemy UAVs. Mobile fire teams and anti-aircraft crews are on the ground, while FPVs are on duty in the sky. Watch a short video showing Russian soldiers defending the skies and conducting combat operations. A Russian Mi-8 helicopter was hit by a Ukrainian FPV drone. Despite catching fire, the helicopter managed to land safely. A Ka-52 helicopter was nearby, and the crew was reported to be alive and unharmed. Russian Garan and other drones struck the Ukrainian capital Kiev throughout the day. According to reports, over 500 drone attacks were carried out. Some were destroyed in the air, while others hit their targets. Tanks, armored vehicles, and howitzers received by the Ukrainian armed forces from the West are being destroyed one by one by the Russians. The footage shows an armored personnel carrier being destroyed and reduced to scrap. Russian Air Force pilots used FAB and UMPK to strike Ukrainian armed forces positions in the southwestern part of the Krasnoarmeysk direction in Donetsk. Targets in the area of the Pokrovsk mine and enrichment plant, first location, and the Pokrovsk mine ventilation shaft, second location, north and northeast of the village of Udakhne, were struck in accordance with the interests of the 15th Guards Alexandrovskaya Motor Rifle Regiment, center. Russian Novgorod Prince Vandal, a fiber-optic FPV drone operator, is tracking a group of Ukrainian Armed Forces soldiers in a wooded area west of Pokrovsk. Despite the dense trees, the drone operator is pursuing the targets with excellent maneuvers. Share your thoughts in the comments. Kharkiv direction. FPV UAVs equipped with VT-40 equipment destroy a garage storing Ukrainian Armed Forces vehicles and a 120mm mortar loaded with ammunition. The footage primarily shows artillery units being hit in a wooded area. Soldiers fire in that direction in the darkness of night, hearing only the sound of the drone's propellers. Because in the dark, it is impossible to see those small, fly-like drones. Then Russian operators blow up the depot where the ammunition is stored. Footage has emerged of Russian armed forces troops moving south of Krasnoarmeysk. The footage shows Russian troops moving smoothly through residential areas, which may indicate that there are no Ukrainian armed forces in the area. The Ukrainian armed forces destroyed a T-72AV tank with a rare single drone strike in the Seversk direction. FPV ambush of a lone cyclist of the Armed Forces of Ukraine by reconnaissance troops of the 14th Guards Brigade of the Vostok Special Forces. Those moments were recorded on the camera of the FPV drone. The Russian Defense Ministry announced that Dnepr's Supercam S-350 destroyed a Ukrainian Armed Forces UAV control center. The stages of the installation of the Kamikaze UAV and the installation of the launch pad were recorded on video. Sumy direction, near the settlements of Pizarevka and Kotini. Marines of the 177th Independent Guards Regiment are strongly striking Ukrainian positions from FABs. They then attack with drones capable of dropping ammunition to carry out precision strikes. Russian aircraft-type drones made a hard dive into the temporary deployment point of the Ukrainian armed forces. Drone operators of the Russian armed forces ambushed Ukrainian soldiers. The drone was standing motionless on the side of the road. Probably the soldiers did not notice it at first, or thought it was a drone that was not working. But when the drone suddenly took off, all the soldiers panicked and ran away. Near Kamenskoye, Zaporizhzhia region, the Prince of Novgorod Vandal drone, with a fiber optic cable, destroyed the BMP-2 used by the Ukrainian armed forces with one hit. Apparently, the crew had already abandoned the armored vehicle. Defenseless and alone, the armored vehicle became scrap. In Sumy region, the movement of two motorized infantrymen of the armed forces of Ukraine was detected. Russian drone operators followed them, and when they were parked in the forest belt, attack drones were activated and flew directly at the two soldiers. Two Russian servicemen destroyed the basement where the Ukrainian armed forces personnel were located by throwing an anti-tank mine into the basement. Don't forget to join our Telegram group. The Russian Defense Ministry reported that FPV UAV operators of the South troops destroyed an armored HMMWV and a pickup truck of the armed forces of Ukraine near the village of Myskoye. As far as I can see from the video, the drone that carried out the attack is the Prince of Novgorod Vandal fiber optic drone. The video shows robotic platforms destroying Ukrainian positions. Kupiansk direction. Russian troops are attacking trenches and bunkers actively used by the Ukrainian armed forces with ground UAVs. What do you think about these ground UAVs? Write your opinion in the comments.